星星有情 AM 一一五零西雅图中文电台，呢度系你嘅信息中心，呢度系你嘅心灵港湾，亦系你嘅精神家园。每周星期日晚9点至12点，西雅图中文电台粤语频道。
Hello everyone， 欢迎继续收听《跟我学粤语》，我是阿明。你现在正在收听的是 PNW 夏日户外系列。继上一集讲过 Rattlesnake Ridge 之后，这一集呢，我们会再说一个意想不到但很有惊喜的地方 ——Franklin Fall 瀑布。Today's episode continues our summer exploration of the beautiful spot around PNW and Seattle, and Franklin Fall was a hidden gem that I was not expected to find right off the highway of I-90.
Haha, 我再跟你们分享一下对于 Franklin Fall 的一点体验，还有一点小知识。我那天呢，其实是前一天晚上才决定去Franklin Fall 的。当时我就在那个瀑布那边搜，发现这个地方离西雅图不远，而且还有很多网友的推荐，所以就大概就去了。关于 Franklin Fall 呢，它的报道呢，全长大约2英里，就是大概3.2公里吧。就是一个来回，爬升呢就大概只有400英尺，大概122公尺左右。当天在攀爬的时候，就已经遇到了很多不同的家庭，都带他的小孩去步行，虽说是比较慢，但是我是觉得 Franklin Fall 绝对是一个很适合一家大小去旅游，很轻松，也有沿途有一种。河水啊，还有太阳的陪伴，是特别的温暖而简单的一个步道。It's funny enough that I just decided to go to Franklin Fall the night before. I just basically search for waterfall near Seattle, and it pops up, and then I just decided to go. Franklin Fall is roughly around 2 miles long, and is around 3.2 kilometers round trip, and the elevation height is only around 400 feet. It is definitely easy trail and great for families for anyone that looking for a relaxing hike. During that day, I do see countless families bringing their small kids around and just go around and enjoy the water, enjoy the curvature, enjoy the tree line.It is definitely an easy and great hike to relax with family or spending time alone, exploring the nature through the easiest way. 我是强力推荐这个 Franklin Fall. I'm highly recommending this Franklin Fall because it's just really relaxable and easy access. 强烈推荐的原因就很简单，因为呢它这个的入口非常近那个 I-90， 所以就特别的方便，然后也是一个比较近而且优雅的地方，强烈推荐。小编在这要停一下了，如果继续说下去的话，这个语言的节目就变成了一个旅游节目了。
I guess I better should just stop describing about Franklin Fall. I really like that place, but if I keep talking about it, then this language channel slowly become a travel and discovery channel.
所以呢，不好意思，我要回放一下。So sorry, audience, I would have to go backwards a little bit. 来到我们的户外活动词汇。Let's talk about some words that you can use during the hiking.今天我们会有9个词语。Today we will learn about 9 different vocabularies. 第一个是瀑布。Waterfall in Cantonese is 瀑布。瀑布。瀑布。
来到了瀑布。Now we arrive in front of Franklin Fall.
我把手伸进去水里面的时候，我发现 The moment I put my hand to feel the water, I figured 从瀑布下来的水 Water coming down from the waterfall is very It is a meme coming from the video able to mimic some Mandarin words. This is basically saying the water is so cold after he dropped into the water. 那的粤语是什么呢 It is 是冷啊 But in this case, we'll usually add one more word in the front to describe how cool it is. 在这时间呢通常会在前面再加一个字去形容到底水有多冷。The basic one will be 最简单的是在前面加个好字。整句来就是好冷啊好冷啊 Waterfall is coming down the stream, it kicked off a lot of mist. 瀑布一直从高处下来牵起了很多水花也有水汽。那 how to say mist 怎么说水汽 in 粤语 Cantonese 呢 it is 水汽水汽水汽来到了漂亮的地方但要拍下来留为纪念 we have arrived such a beautiful place we will want to take picture we would like to take pictures to memorize it 那拍照用粤语怎么说呢So how do you say take picture in Cantonese? It is 影相影相影相 Of course, just saying taking picture, no one will come and take picture for you. 那当然如果你只说影相当然是没有人会过来帮你拍照的。So this is the basic way to invite people to take picture for you. 那这一句是最基本去邀请别人帮你 I will break it into three different sets. 会把它分成三个部分。First one, 第一个部分是 please. 第一个部分是邀请 asking for help. 你可以说 you can use 唔该唔该唔该This is the most generic way to tell them that you're asking for something, asking for help. 这个是最基本去引起他们关注。The second part is, can you help? 第二个部分是问他可不可以帮忙。Can use? 你可以用可不可以可不可以可不可以 The last part, aka the third part, is to tell what you need, in this case, to take picture. 第三个部分也是最后一个部分就是去表达你想他们帮你做什么。在这里呢是拍照。In picture in Cantonese is, 在粤语说帮我拍照是帮我影相帮我影相帮我影相 So when this three part linked together is 把这三个部分连起来会变成唔该可唔可以帮我影相唔该可唔可以帮我影相唔该可唔可以帮我影相 Then I have two friends, my friend for taking pictures of Franklin Fall because he really took really well pictures that I use for my profile. Instagram profile, not dating profile, okay? 那我就用这个机会去感谢一下我当天的朋友去帮我拍了几张比较帅的照片然后我把它用了在账户上面我说的是 Instagram 的账户不是你们觉得那些相亲 APP 的账户再学一个用来形容瀑布的词语 Let's learn one more word you can use to describe the waterfall which is stunning in Cantonese震撼的粤语是 You guessed it, one of those common words 刚好这个字的粤语是一样的 Which is 震撼震撼 震撼。 Again, we usually add one more word in the front to describe the level of stunning. 在这里跟以前的字一样，我们会在前面加一个字， which you can add 好，可以再加好，或者非常也可以。比如说，瀑布的景观真的很震撼啊。The view of the waterfall is so stunning. In Cantonese, 粤语是瀑布的风景真的好震撼啊。瀑布的风景真的好震撼啊。瀑布的风景真的好震撼啊。Here I need to remind you that we have added more than one word, my bad. 在这里我要提醒一下大家呢，刚才我用粤语的时候发现了我都加了几个词，我加了真的。I have added more word to describe. It is very. The word is 真係真係真係 is 真的的意思。It is what we can use to say it is very, 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 very 真的真的真的的意思。So how do you say go together in Cantonese?那我们怎么去用粤语去说一起来呢？答案是一起来，一起来，一起来。如果跟朋友一起来怎么说呢？ If you want to say you go with friend, how do you say it in Cantonese? You can say, 你可以说同朋友一起来，同朋友一起来，同朋友一起来。How to add so happy? 加好开心在后面呢？你可以说 ，You can say 好开心啊，好开心啊，好开心啊。整句加起来 ，the whole sentence is 同朋友一齐嚟，真系好开心啊！同朋友一齐嚟，真系好开心啊！同朋友一齐嚟，真系好开心啊 ！So how to say feel the nature?我们要说感受大自然，怎么用粤语说呢？ We can say, 你可以说感受大自然，感受大自然，感受大自然。来混合一下， Let's make a match. I want to say go with friend to explore the nature. 我想说与朋友一起去感受大自然，用粤语怎么说？ In Cantonese, how should you say it is?同朋友一起感受大自然，同朋友一起感受大自然，同朋友一起感受大自然。Timer is up, I guess it's time to say goodbye. 铃声又响起了，又是时候跟大家说再见了。谢谢收听跟我学粤语。Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721，206-920-6721。